Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I thought we might talk about how Jesus is always and forever linked to our world, our humanity. I think it's important to recognize Jesus lived on this earth as the perfect God-man. I mean, I think sometimes we forget because it's easier, honestly, to wrap our head around the fact that he is deity, God, and more difficult to wrap our head around the fact that he is or was perfectly human. Well, a lot of folks don't realize that he continues to exist today in his resurrected state as both God and man. Because of his great love for you and I, Jesus will live forever in a resurrected body. As a result, he's forever linked to those who believe in him and have chosen to be followers of Jesus. What was once a humiliation, taking on the ridiculous, awful, excess, sinful baggage of our human nature and a judged body, has now become an incredible reason for us to exalt and praise him. He is our eternal representative and our friend. Not only is Jesus our supreme judge, he's also our eternal intercessor. You know, if you read through Hebrews 7:25, you get this understanding. He, Jesus, is able also to save forever those who draw near to God through him, since he already and always lives to make intercession for them. An intercessor is someone who goes before an authority on behalf of someone else. Jesus is our eternal intercessor, because he will forever represent me and you as followers of Jesus before God. I'm so grateful that Jesus is more than a judge and an intercessor, though, that he is also, according to the scriptures, our friend. He walked among us on earth that we might walk with him in heaven. And as he told his disciples in John 15, greater love has no, are you ready for this? No one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. Well, that's the message of the gospel of Jesus. In every way possible, Jesus the Lord has proven his friendship to those who are saved. He bore the shame and agony of the cross that we might be his friends forever. Jesus is now in heaven, and God has honored him far beyond anyone or anything ever. Is it any wonder then that in heaven we're going to forever sing his praise and we get to rejoice in all that Jesus is? The book of the Revelation in chapter 5, 13 says of this wonderful time when we can do that, I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them singing, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Come on, that can't get any better. God bless you, friends, and I thank you for joining us on another weekday podcast. Go in peace.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.